Hey Noah, can you hear us all right?
Yeah, I got you guys.
Awesome. Okay, we are now joined by today's third place finisher of the UNOH 188, driver of the number 9, Noah Gregson, Bass Pro Shops for Junior Motorsports. Noah, take us through your run today and what it was like racing on the road course there at Daytona.
It was a lot of fun. We ran up towards the front at the beginning of the first stage, and then I think we finished second in the first stage, and then started the second stage out in the lead and stepped on my ding dong there in the kink and wrecked it pretty hard. So really felt like I let my Bass Pro Shop, True Timber guys down, and Dave Ellens, the rest of the guys, they really stuck behind me and kept fighting, and we just never gave up. So just try not to make enemies out there. Seems like some guys are mad at each other, but yeah, I had a good time. It was tough on brakes, tough on tires. The track got really greasy there at the end, and the brakes, everybody's brakes were worn out, and everybody's going as hard as they can, probably 105% over the top. So just trying to save my car till the end. Obviously, I didn't there at the start of the second stage, but we recovered for a third, so just really thankful for the opportunity.
Okay, we'll head right to questions here for Noah. Bob, go ahead and kick it off.
Yeah, Noah, a lot was made before this race about no practice. Would it have been much different if there was practice? And looking back, was it a decent decision not to have practice?
Yeah, I think it was a great decision to do no practice. I mean, we're all race car drivers. Like, it's just who can go the fastest? Like, who can figure it out the fastest, in my opinion? Like, you go as slow as you need to go until you figure it out. So I don't really know if there needs to be practice, but I think it separates the good guys and the bad guys that can kind of figure it out. I think road course equipment too, it kind of evens everything up to an extent, not fully even, but I think it brings the front of the field closer to the rear of the field, or the rear of the field closer to the front. So there's a lot of great drivers. Andy Lally in the O2, he did a great job. And just a lot of fun racing against these competitors. It's always been a dream of mine to run in the Xfinity Series and run road course races. I always liked doing road course races and legend cars when I was 14, 15, 16 years old. And then to get the opportunity to race one at Daytona and two on the road course, it's quite the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, next up we'll go to Ashley McCobbin. Ashley, go ahead.
What was going through your mind there when you spun it out and back to the tire barriers?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it or you guys will ride it, but I wasn't too thrilled with myself. So, yeah, definitely bummed. But more importantly, I felt like I let my team down, my Bass Pro Shop, True Timber, Black Rifle Coffee, JRM guys down. And, you know, it's I don't like making mistakes, and I'm hard on myself. So definitely made a really big one, but just fortunate enough to hit the way we did. And obviously you don't want to spin, but we were able to recover and get the car back to, I don't know, maybe 80, 90%. So just tried to take care of it from there on, and ended with the top three and try to stay out of everybody's way and just focus on racing my race. So from there on out. So had a lot of fun though, nonetheless.
And you put together quite the season, but what do you feel that you and the team need to work on now as we move forward towards and into the playoffs?
I think that's a great question. It's one of the things where it's getting to that time where everybody starts ramping up for the playoffs. But right now we're just trying to focus on ourselves. Obviously there's some guys with a lot of speed, and I think we had some good speed too, and I have a lot of faith in my crew chief Dave Ellens. I have a lot of faith in our number 9 team at Junior Motorsports, and we have a great sponsor with Bass Pro Shop, Johnny Morris. He's taking a big risk on myself as a driver and gone all in on me. So very fortunate to be able to have him behind me, along with Rusty Sellers at True Timber, and everything's good for us right now. Just trying to focus on us and trying to do the best job possible and just try to finish these races with no enemies and get into the playoffs.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, next up we'll go to Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Noah, what do you feel is the difference between you and the 22 and the 98 at this point?
Nothing really. They might be a little smarter than me, not running off the track, but early in the race. But I think they're both great race car drivers. They have great teams behind them. And same with myself. I have a great team behind myself. So it's been quite the pleasure racing with both of them. And not only just them two, but everybody in the Xfinity Series. There's a lot of talent here. And I'm just lucky to be a part of it, you know, and trying to do the best job I can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we'll go to Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Noah.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. Thanks. Hey, I was just curious if today's finish gives you momentum because you're coming back to Daytona in 2 weeks, knowing that it's a place that you won and kicked off at the start of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some positives. I don't really know if we can take any setup stuff back, but I think just being in a good headspace, I've kind of made a lot of changes in my personal life this past week and a half. 2 weeks, so just trying to clean up things on my end, and not even on the racetrack, just trying to be in a better headspace for when I get to the racetrack. So things are going good for me right now. I'm really happy with where I am and where we're at as a team at Junior Motorsports, and I know the guys are really pumped up and really motivated to get back to the racetrack each and every week. So just got to keep on trying hard, keep on applying myself, use my tools around me, and try to make the most of the opportunity and trying to learn, build on myself each and every day.
And how do you feel about going to Dover this upcoming weekend for a doubleheader, a place that you have two top 10 finishes and three starts?
Yeah, I really enjoy Dover. I feel like that track, we've had good speed there in the past. I've been able to run three Xfinity races there, one with Gibbs back in 18, and then two with JRM. So I feel like we had speed, just we got trapped with pit road issues in the last race there when we were running pretty good. And I don't know, we're just trying to focus on ourselves right now. And I really enjoy that track. So to answer your question, I can't wait to get there, Chris. It's a fun track. It's fast. It's fun. Doubleheader. It'll be a good one. So I'm excited for it.
All right, thanks. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay, and we'll take our next question from Mark from Front Stretch. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Noah. Congratulations on your third place finish today. You are 7-for-7 in Xfinity Series top 10 finishes in your career. Outside of your love for it, what is it that makes you so good at road courses?
I don't know. I enjoy them. I think there's some guys that we race against that are really good too, like Cindric and Allmendinger and Briscoe and Andy Lally. I mean, there's really good drivers in this series. So I try just to focus on myself though and our team and how I could be better and how we could focus as a team and not make mistakes. Obviously, I made a mistake today that was pretty risky and pretty costly when I shouldn't have even been going that hard. So just trying to really race the racetrack is what I try to do, and not really worry about my competitors, just trying to save my car till the end as much as I can. I didn't really do it today, but yeah, it seems like a lot of guys get pretty antsy, and I've been just trying to focus on keeping everything together till the checker flag.
Alrighty, and then you won the oval to start the season, and you finished third at the road course. Is Daytona becoming your favorite track now?
Yeah, it's a cool track. I like all tracks, though. I just like racing.
All right, well, good job today.
But it's been good, you know, so try and keep going.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take our final question from Dustin. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Hey, no, I want to follow up on something you said earlier about you said the last week or two you've been kind of cleaning up some things on your own. What did you feel like, or what have you been doing in that sense, and why did you feel like you needed to clean these things up? What exactly have you cleaned up?
I don't know really how to comment on it. I've just been just trying to focus on my priorities and focus on what's going to better myself for our team at Junior Motorsports and how I could apply myself more. So whether it be friendships that aren't really the best that are kind of bringing drama in my life, or if it's just different things, just trying to eliminate those options. So I've been spending a lot of time by myself at home, really not doing anything, studying film and playing Xbox and going to the shop and just trying to not really have fun right now, but trying to clean up like my friends and trying to clean up my just stuff that brings extra drama into my life. Things that the less I can think about during the day, the better I can be on the racetrack. And there's a lot of things that are rolling through my head right now. So I got stuff going on, but I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm happy to be with our number 9 team and Dave Owens and the rest of the guys. They've been great support for me, and just got to keep on focusing on myself and set my priorities for sure.
Do you feel like that's helped at this point, or is that still too early in the process to really kind of see the benefits or all the things that you hope to be able to see out of this change?
I don't know. I don't really know if it's going to help on the racetrack, but I hope it helps me as a person moving on in life. I think that's a bigger picture, is just life and how to be a better man, how to man up and say you were in the wrong in the past and whatnot, and just clean up some mistakes you made in the past and everything. So I don't know. It's a kind of off subject and whatnot. Doesn't really have to do with racing, but yeah, just trying to be in the right headspace for when I get to the racetrack. And obviously there's a lot of great competitors here in the Xfinity Series, and I need to be at my max. I need to be at my focus and take full advantage of the opportunity. So just very thankful right now, and going to keep doing me, keep trying to be better each and every day and compete for this championship.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dustin.
Thanks, Noah. Congrats on the finish again today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.